This week in the Civil War, anticipating an end to the winter weather, the Union military in early February prepared for an attack against the very heartland of the Confederacy. Union General William Tecumseh Sherman, with a force of over 26,000 men, was prepared to leave Vicksburg, Mississippi, on a raid to the interior of that state, with the intention of destroying Confederate-held railroads. From Memphis, 7,600 Union cavalry under William F. Baldy Smith would assist Sherman. Opposing these Federals would be approximately 20,000 Confederates in Mississippi, commanded by General Leonidas Polk, who at best could offer little more than token resistance in the face of a superior invading force. Sherman would begin his relentless destruction of the Confederate homeland, an action which Southerners would hold personally against him for many decades to come. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.